Welcome to Gospel Truth with Andrew Womack, a teaching ministry emphasizing God's unconditional love and grace. This special live teaching titled, How to Follow God's Will, was recorded at our 2010 Atlanta Gospel Truth Seminar. And now, here's Andrew.
So the number one way that you find God's will for your life is by just giving yourself completely to God, making yourself a living sacrifice, totally acceptable unto Him. And then you get into the Word of God and renew your mind, and you would have to backslide on God to keep from finding His will. He will plant things in your way. He will begin to start moving in your life in such a way that you couldn't miss God's will. It's not hard to find God's will. The Lord wants you to know it. But it's a shame that most of us either don't believe that God has a specific will for each of us. Maybe this is only reserved for the preachers. But no, God has a specific plan for every single one of you. Or if you believe He's got it, some people think it's just so hard to find. It's not hard to find, but you've got to go through this little narrow gate called being a living sacrifice and make a commitment to the Lord. And if you will commit yourself to the Lord, I guarantee you God will reveal Himself to you and awesome things will begin to happen. If you aren't excited about your life, you know what? If you're bored, if you're depressed, I can guarantee you it's not your hormones. It's the fact that you don't have a goal. You don't have a vision. You don't understand what God's will for your life is. When you find the Lord's will and God reveals Himself to you, God is going to call you to do something that's beyond your natural ability. I can guarantee you that. If you think that, well, I know what God's will is and I can handle it, you don't know what God's will is. God is supernatural, and God is going to call you to do something that's beyond your natural ability. It'll be beyond your reach and grasp. And the reason He does that is because He wants you to be dependent upon Him. He's not going to call you to do something that you can do in yourself. It'll be bigger than you so that you'll have to rely upon Him. And this is one reason that so many people miss the will of God is because they're just looking at themselves in the natural, thinking, what are my natural abilities? What can I do? And they pick and choose what their life is about based on your own talents and abilities. That is not it. God wants you to operate supernaturally. Matter of fact, if you wanted to read a resume or a job wanted ad by the Lord. Look at this over in 1 Corinthians chapter 1. This is a little bit off where I was headed, but this will bless you. 1 Corinthians chapter 1. He says in verse 26, "For you see your calling, brethren, how that not many wise men after the flesh, not many mighty, not many noble are called. But God hath chosen the foolish things of the world to confound the wise, and God hath chosen the weak things of the world to confound the things which are mighty, and base things of the world, and things which are despised hath God chosen, yea, and things which are not, to bring to naught things that are, that no flesh should glory in His presence." This is just like if God had a bulletin board and He says, you know, help wanted. And He says, here's your qualifications. If you are not wise, if you're weak, if you are not noble, if you consider yourself to be foolish, if you're weak, if you're base, if you're despised, apply within. This is not the way that men look at things. And you know, some people think, well, this excludes me. It really doesn't. You may not understand that, but I don't care if you got a degree behind your name. You could have 32 degrees and still be frozen. It doesn't matter how educated you are in the natural. When it comes to God, the wisdom of this world is foolishness with God. There are so many scriptures that say, don't lean unto your own understanding, but in all your ways acknowledge Him. If you are really enamored with who you are and what you can do, then I can guarantee you, you have not encountered God's will for your life. Thank you for that one head nod. A lot of people don't like that because, again, most of us are trying to accomplish things in our own strength and in our own power, and we go to great lengths to get all of this education and do these things. I'm telling you, God is going to call you to do something that's beyond you. If you can do it, you don't need God. God is going to call you to do something supernatural. Did you know what I'm doing right here? I used to be an introvert, couldn't look at a person in the face and talk to them. This is absolutely impossible. Some of you don't understand that. You don't appreciate it, but I do. This is absolutely impossible. God called me to do something that if you would have been checking off my list of natural things that I had talents and abilities for, it wouldn't have been speaking in front of people. Amen. God will call you to do something that is beyond you. God is looking for weak, base, despised things. You know, I had a guy one time that came to hear me in Denver, Colorado, and he had been called to the ministry for 12 years, but when he tried to go into the ministry, his wife got mad and divorced him and left, and his family fell apart. He lost his job. He was struggling. And for 12 years, he'd been called into the ministry, and he came and heard me and saw miracles happen. People got healed, delivered, saved. Things happened. And anyway, he wrote in a letter, and my mother just thought this was hilarious, so she brought it to me so I could read it. And he says, told me all of this, and he says, I was called to the ministry for 12 years and thought God couldn't use me. But after seeing God use you, he says, I decided I could go into the ministry. If God could use you, he can use anybody. And my mother just thought that was hilarious. But I said, man, I know exactly what he's talking about. I had another letter and somebody says, why do you have to be a hick from Texas before God will use you? And put me in the, you know, in the category with some other people. And I said, it's because hicks from Texas know that we hadn't got a chance. We need God. And there are some of you that maybe you got greater talents and abilities than I do. But the reason that you aren't being used is because you depend upon yourself. And you are only doing what you have ability to do. And God is wanting you to do something greater. You know, I've seen blind eyes open, deaf ears open. Nobody has the ability to do that. Nobody in your natural self can see people raised from the dead. And yet God gave every one of us a command to go heal the sick, cleanse the lepers, raise the dead. See, if you're one of these that you're just trying to do your best and then you ask God to bless it, you're missing God's will. God doesn't want you to do your best and ask God to bless it. God has a plan for you that's beyond you, and once you find out what God's will is, you never have to ask for God's blessing on it. God would be unjust to call you to do something and expect you to do it in your own natural strength and ability. If God told you to do something, and if you know God told you to do it, then there's automatically, with the calling, comes an enabling, an anointing that enables you to do what God told you to do. And once you understand this, it makes the Christian life so much easier. And I really believe that this is one reason so many people are frustrated is because they want to be godly. They want their life to count, but they are doing their thing in their own strength and their own ability and asking God to bless it, not sure that God is totally behind it. And man, it'll wear you out. But there is a supernatural ability that once you know what God has called you to do, it just changes everything. And you've got to find that. You only have one chance to reach your full potential. And if, perchance, you're one of these people that is so talented that you can survive on your talents and abilities, I pity you. Because that means that you tend to rely upon yourself. It's a blessing. It's a blessing to be in a situation where, God, if you don't come through, I've had it. It makes you God dependent. I teach our students that, you know what, there ought to be a godly fear on the inside of you when you stand up to minister the word. Instead of you being so confident in your ability, it's good for you to recognize, God, I need you. Amen. Amen. Look over in Psalms chapter 37. I want to share something really simple with you, and this is dependent upon some of the things that I've already said. before you can operate in this. This is so simple, you're going to have somebody to help you to misunderstand what I'm saying. This is really going to be simple. And it's going to be so simple that some of you are going to think, no, it's got to be more complicated than this. This is really simple. But it's profound. And I guarantee you, it will make a huge difference in your life if you can understand and receive what I'm talking about right here. Psalms chapter 37, verse 1, he says, "Fret not thyself because of evildoers, neither be thou envious against the workers of iniquity. For they shall soon be cut down like the grass and wither as the green herb. Trust in the Lord and do good. So shalt thou dwell in the land, and verily thou shalt be fed. Delight thyself also in the Lord, and he shall give thee the desires of thine heart. Commit thy way unto the Lord. Trust also in him, and he shall bring it to pass." And it goes on. There's a lot of great scriptures here. But I was wanting to focus your attention on verse 4. This is really simple, but it says, "Delight yourself in the Lord, and he will give you the desires of your heart." Did you know most people interpret this that God will just give you the things that you desire, and maybe what you desire is a $1 million house. You desire this job. You desire this promotion. You desire this car. And God's going to give you the desires of your heart. Some of you desire somebody else's wife, and God is not going to give you that desire. This is not a carte blanche that is just whatever it is that you want, God is going to give it to you. You know what this is saying? This is saying that when you delight yourself in the Lord, God puts his desires in your heart. When a person is truly seeking the Lord and saying, "God, I love you and I want your will," and you are seeking God with your whole heart, did you know what will happen is God will change the desires of your heart so that you start desiring godly things.
That's all the time we have for today, but be sure and tune in again as Andrew continues to teach through his brand new series titled How to Follow God's Will. This 5-part series was recorded at our 2010 Atlanta Gospel Truth Seminar. It's available on CD or DVD for a gift of any amount. Ask for series R1067C for CD or R3211D for DVD when you make a donation to Andrew Womack Ministries. The first CD in this album is also available for a donation of any amount. However, for those who are not able to give, Andrew and his partners will provide this single teaching free of charge. All you need to do is request RU12C, titled Following the Desires of Your Heart, when you write or call, and we'll be pleased to send it to you. Our address is P.O. Box 3333, Colorado Springs 80934, or call 719-635-1111. Again, that's 719-635-1111, or go to our website at any hour. You can use credit card to order any of our ministry materials online 24 hours a day at www.awmi.net. We hope to hear from you today.
These truths that I'm sharing today, I tell you, they need to be heard all over the world, and I'm doing what I can. You know, we now have the potential of reaching 2.2 billion people daily with this gospel truth broadcast. We're only on one time a day in most places. We need to be on multiple times per day for saturation. There's a lot more that could be done, but it just costs a lot of money. We now spend over $600,000, it's closer actually to $1 million a month on television and radio airtime, and we need to be expanding. So I ask you that if you've been blessed and if you want to help me get this truth out, please join with us and become a partner today.